This is the recording of April 26, 2018, Chugach Candidate Forum to convene at 4 p.m. at the boardroom of Chugach Electric Association at 5601 Electron Drive, Anchorage, Alaska.
Part of working with us with the Pledge of Allegiance. You guys want to join in the Pledge of Allegiance? The Pledge of Allegiance
is to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to thank all of the candidates running for the board. For running for the board and for being here today to participate in our candidate forum. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our moderator, Steve Strake.
Thank you. Good afternoon to everybody in the audience first. Thank you for being here. And to our candidates, thank you. We are good to go. Is that right from our technical folks?
Let me just double check.
Yeah. Do you want a mic check from everybody before you?
Yeah. No, I think we're good. Yeah. Can you hear?
Sorry, it's fine. Just small.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Move this painless. First of all, and good afternoon to all the candidates. I'm Steve Strake, chair of the nominating committee and your moderator for this afternoon's event. Welcome to the candidate forum. Welcome to the candidate forum for the three members who are running for board of directors this year's election.
Four.
I have last year's script. My apologies. Can we edit that out?
We'll take that.
You want to start again?
No. Great editor. The election emails and requested paper ballots were sent out April 20th. And electronic voting opened on April 20th as well. We're taping this forum and we'll link the video to the Chugach Electric website. I'd like to introduce our candidates, first of all, Jim Henderson.
Thank you.
Harold Hollis.
Thank you.
Rachel Morris.
Hi.
And Mitchell Roth. Welcome all. Today's format will provide an opportunity for our candidates to make a short opening statement and then respond to prepared questions. Later, if the audience has questions, we'll take those. If you have a question, please put it down on a note card that's been provided. They'll be collected and directed to the candidate named on the card or to all candidates. We will conclude with closing statements from each candidate. Candidates, you'll have a time limit for your answers, and everybody knows Davina here to my right.
Hello.
If not, you will shortly. She will flash the cards and how much time you have left. You'll get a warning card as you're nearing the end of your time and then a red card when your time's up. And we will rotate which candidates answers the first question each time. First on our agenda are opening statements from each candidate. You have 1 minute each for your opening statements, and we're going to start at the far end of the table with Mitchell.
Okay, well, thank you, Steve. I'm Mitch Roth, and I'm really excited to tell you about my reasons for running for the Chugach Board of Directors. But first, I'd like to thank Chugach Electric for organizing this and giving all of us the opportunity to speak about why we are running to be on the board. And especially I'd like to thank the members who are in the audience here, as well as people on camera that have taken the time to look at this and see what we're all about. I'm retired, and one of the goals of my retirement was to be able to pursue my passions and not have to spend my time working to make money to pursue my passions. And that all came together, along with the travel was another one of my goals, and that came together resulting in my desire to be involved with Chugach Electric and run for the board.
Thank you. 1 minute opening statements will continue with Rachel Morris.
Thank you. My name is Rachel Morris, and I've been a resident of Alaska for 18 years. I've been a Chugach Electric member for 17 years. My husband and I are raising a family in East Anchorage. You know this as the Boniface substation area. And I first got involved in Chugach as a volunteer for the nominations committee. We're the group of people that vet the board candidates. So Chugach gives us a really good education about the work that the cooperative does and the importance of what it means to serve as a member volunteer and what the board of directors do. So through this work for the past 3 years, I got inspired to get more involved in Chugach, and I was incredibly honored to be chosen out of the 8 members who expressed interest to be on the board of directors in a vacancy in January. And for the past 4 months I've been serving on the board, I think it is one of the most valuable community service things I can do with my time, and I appreciate the opportunity to run for the full seat. Thank you.
Thank you. 1 minute opening statement, Harold Thomas.
Thank you. And again, I thank all the members of Chugach for this opportunity, the board and the management for this opportunity to run for a board of directors position. I'm a 35-year Alaska resident. Have lived and worked in the Anchorage area that entire time, raised a family there. I have 3 grown boys that have enjoyed the Alaska lifestyle as much as I have. And I'm looking forward to sharing my experience, not only with business experience, but mergers and acquisitions and a number of other things I believe that I can bring to the board in the challenges that they have in front of them. I'm a licensed civil engineer. My background is construction and engineering and business management. And I am very much looking forward to the opportunity of serving on the board and serving the members of Chugach Electric. Thank you.
Thank you. And our final candidate here amongst the four, Jim Henderson.
Most of you know me. Steve and I started out working on committees years and years ago, 15 years ago. I came to Alaska in 75, been in Girdwood since 91. Spent 7 years on committees and 7 years on the board. I brought to the board financial expertise probably equal to none. My biggest driver here is Chugach, period. And the folks here, I learned something last night that I really, really identify with the people here astonishingly. I'm very driven to protect them. But the biggest interest is the shareholders, the people here, the customers, which are our members, and our community. 2 of those are you, the members. You're the most important thing of this organization. Period.
Thank you. Those are 4 candidates. Now we transition into the next stage of this board. And then I'll ask the group to respond with a show of hands to some yes or no questions. Candidates, for each of the following questions, please raise your hand if your answer is yes. Question 1, have you ever attended a Chugach annual meeting? Yes would be a hand up. Thank you. Have you read the Chugach bylaws? 3, there is an extensive time commitment to being on the Chugach board. Do you have the ability to make that commitment? Do you support creating a new transmission company or Transco for the railroad? Do you support creating a new organization called a unified system operator for the railroad? Surveys have shown that Chugach members value 3 things: service, reliability, and price. I'm going to ask you which of those is the most important to you. And again, it's service, reliability, and price. Pick the most important. Put your hand up for the most important. First, is it service? Is it reliability? Is it price? Thank you. That concludes the second segment of the forum. We move now to the third. I hope you remember those last 4 questions, because I'm going to ask you to expand on any one of those 4, your choice. Each candidate will have an opportunity to choose one of the show of hands questions to speak to and expand upon. You'll each have 1 minute for your remarks, and if you would like me to review those questions, I'd be happy to do that. And And we would start, Rachel, we'd start with you.
Sure. I'm going to pick the Unified System Operator. It's an important concept for Chugach and our fellow Rail Belt utilities. A USO would own no assets, but instead be responsible for the management of the grid so that we could practice true economic dispatch, which is always running the most efficient generating asset at the time over the entire system. And true economic dispatch is what would allow us to have lower overall cost, greater efficiencies, and to make the best use of sustainable resources, renewable resources as they come online. The acquisition of MLMP that we're going through will still mean at the end that we have 5 rail belt utilities that we need to work with. And 80% of Alaskan residents are served by a rail belt utility. It's important that we work together. It's important that we do this level of planning as a region. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to Harold Hollis, and if you'd like me to refresh your memory, otherwise, 1 minute.
Thank you. I would like to choose reliability. I go back to when I first moved to Alaska in the early 80s, and reliability was a word that probably was not a good word at that time. The utilities, Chugach and the other utilities, had very difficult times with reliability, and power outages were regular. I give Chugach tremendous credit for the strides that they've made, and I think it is critical that continue, and that means staying current with infrastructure, staying current with technology to make sure that reliability is there. Our economy lives off of the economics are based off of electric power and the access to it and it being reliable, and I'm committed to seeing that continues and continues to improve over the years. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jim Henderson, 1 minute.
Well, I find that probably my biggest driver is service. And as a matter of fact, service is all 3 of these things. Service is providing a reliable service. It is providing economic service. It is getting everybody in the rail belt to work together because that gives the best service for all the rail belt. I'm really, really, really driven by service. And I think picking out one of those is kind of isolating the process because we need to provide all 3. And service is it. I have 3-5 tenets that I think that we should attain at Chugach in the future. I think first is safety. Absolutely, unequivocally safety. The second is most important because this is for the members, and that's member service. Provide the best service, the best electrical service, the best cost, the best reliability. The next one, which people forget, is social responsibility. We have social responsibility. The third is team spirit. That's this organization. And the final, and this is really strange, is to endeavor. We want to endeavor. That's a primary tenet I want for Chugach. We must endeavor through bold initiatives and innovative spirit.
Thank you. Mitch Roth.
Okay, well, I'm left with Price, and that's actually the one that I voted for. When you look at your utility bill, you'll see that there's your electric bill, you'll see that there's a fuel charge on it. It's about 30% of the bill. If we want to produce cheaper electricity, the only way to do it is to eliminate the fuel charge. We need to take it out of the rate equation completely. And what that means is renewable energy, which don't have fuel charges. And so this is my focus for the long range, is to replace all fossil fuel generation sources 100% with renewable energy. And in the long run, without the fuel sources, we will have much cleaner and cheaper electricity. But there are other factors related to that, such as the unified system operator system, which needs to be organized and put into place with a level playing field for renewable energy.
Thank you. Now we transition to the next phase of this forum, and that is these are 30-second answers. I'm going to ask a series of questions, and we'll go through the Well, let me get this right here. At this time, we'll have each candidate respond to 8 questions. You'll have 30 seconds for your answer, and I'll rotate through the order. So just give it 30 seconds, and we'll start with you, Harold. The first question is, why do you want to be on the CHUGAS board? And we'll go through the loop here.
I believe that being on the CHUGAS board, being a director, is critical to bring value to the members. There are many decisions that need to be made. The merger of acquisition and integration of MLMP is one of the largest at this point, and I think it's critical that sound decision making is put forth in order to make that the best that it can be. So thank you.
Jim Henderson, 30 seconds. Why do you want to be on the CHUGAS board?
So again, sometimes I wonder. I worked with Steve years ago, and I actually ran for this position 15 years ago. Got slaughtered. It was 7,000 to 1,000. And then Patty Bogan says, Jim, you really bring something to this table. Would you participate in the committees? So I did for 7 years, and one day Steve and I were talking, and actually you were on the committee, and he said, why don't you run, Jim? There's a space here. So I did. And I have some things to finish, and I'm going to give it everything I can in spite of the trials and tribulations to do it.
Mitch, why do you want to be on the CHUGAS board? 30 seconds.
Well, one of my passions is the environment. And what it came down to is that CHUGAS, as the by far the largest energy producer in the Rail Belt area, has an impact on the environment. And this is actually completely separate from the price issues. And so I mentioned that in my retirement, I wanted to take on things that are my passion. And so changing the direction of utilities such as CHUGAS is one way that I can become directly involved in promoting the environment.
Rachel, why do you want to be on the CHUGAS board?
Sure. Well, I think access to affordable and reliable power is one of the most significant drivers of any economy. So I think that the work that CHUGAS does is incredibly important for Anchorage. It's also important for the household economics of our ratepayers. And I think the decisions that we make and how we meet those needs have a critical impact on our environment. And so I can think of no better place to dedicate service and skills and time and attention than serving on a board like CHUGAS. I think CHUGAS is a wonderful organization, and there's tons of support in terms of access to information and training. Thanks.
Thank you. That's one down, 7 to go for the questions. And this time we'll start, I believe, with you, Jim. What skills, abilities, or experience will you bring to the board and association?
Well, again, I'm gonna do something here, guys. My strengths were finance, and my strengths were mergers. And I brought a couple studies, actually I brought 3, to show you the level of my skills, because that's what we're missing here. Here's a study I did, actually it's evaluation. Now, this one is American Airlines, okay? This is a level of intensity I put into my finance. This is American Airlines. It was done for Merrill Lynch. Here's United Airlines. It was done for Bankers Trust. And on mergers and acquisitions, here's a study of merger of Pan Am and Northwest. And these are the recommendations on that merger. Folks, this is the size. This is a 60,000-plus employee group. This is the level of my expertise, period. I put a lot of effort in it. I wrote these studies. I participated in writing them. This is what I bring to CHUGAS. And nobody here has written a report that like that for a company this big.
Mitch, your next 30 seconds. What skills, abilities, or experience will you bring to the board and association?
Well, under the time limit, I'm going to take a shortcut. and say that go to my website for ChugachGreenEnergy.org, and you can read all about the things that I've been involved in over the years. But my, in one word, my greatest strength would be technical knowledge.
Thank you. Rachel, what skills, abilities, or experience will you bring to the board and association?
I have a background in biology and natural resource management, which has taught me to be a systems thinker. I have an MBA, so I bring a business angle to it, and I'm a good communicator. I think a lot of the things that happen at the board are really intense conversations, and the ability to have good dialogue about the important issues and the ability to be prepared, read your emails, process your stuff, I bring all of that to the board. I'm a hard worker, I'm dedicated, and I care about these issues.
Mr. Hollis, what skills, abilities, or experience will you bring to the board and association?
So in my background in business management, decision-making, taking an objective look at all the facts and coming up with objective views and decision-making process, I bring that to the table. I've done that my entire career. I pride myself on bringing together the parties to come to reasonable solutions, win-win solutions, and getting a positive outcome. And I think that's a strength that that I can add to the board.
Thank you. Now to question number three. And Mitch, this will be to you first. My apologies, Mitch. Let me refer to you as Mitch Roth, so we're proper here. What other boards or committees have you served on? 30 seconds.
Well, the most relevant involvement in this to this current situation was that when I lived in Fairbanks, I was on a member advisory committee for the Golden Valley Electric Association, and so that was when I first started becoming interested in utilities and where our power comes from. The other boards and associations that I've been on are nonprofit associations like the Tennis Association and things of that sort.
Rachel Morris, what other boards or committees have you served on?
Sure. Well, I'm serving currently on this board, and I've served on the Chugach Nominations Committee for 3 years, 2 years as chair. I'm a member of the Rural Community Assistance Corporation, which is a regional Western states corporation, 13 states in economic development. I serve as the treasurer and part of the executive committee. I'm the chair of the finance committee for my local congregation, and just recently, but not currently, I was the UAA Alumni Association executive director and board member for 5 years.
Thank you. Harold Hollis, what boards and committees have you served on?
I've served on a number of boards and committees, the primarily private companies. An example, I served on Kauffman Engineers Board for over 25 years. I've served on the Imaginarium Board. I've a number of other committees and groups. So I do have board experience, and I have significant committee experience as well.
Jim Henderson, what other boards and committees have you served on?
Well, I've served on this one for 7 years. I served on all the committees of this organization for 7 years. I served as an Alaska USA Credit Union for 14 years. And that's banking industry, that's finance. So those, I've spent my time in the finance side. And that's where my strength is, folks. That's where I came from.
Thank you. Question number four. So we're halfway through this now. Any questions? Question number four, 30 seconds. We continue with 30-second answers. Rachel Morris, what do you perceive to be the role and responsibilities of a Chugach board member?
Sure. Well, I think our role is detailed in the bylaws, and we are responsible for appointing and evaluating the CEO. We're also responsible for crafting, making, and enforcing the policies of this organization, and I think our responsibilities are to be professional, to be prepared, to keep up on the knowledge of what are the issues that Chugach is facing, what is happening in electric co-op industry, and to come to the board meetings curious and considerate and ready for good conversations to move the organization forward.
Harold Hollis, what do you perceive to be the role and responsibilities of the Chugach board member?
I would have to second many that Rachel said, but I think most importantly, the role is to look out for the members of the co-op, to look out for the health of the company and the future of the company, and to do that in a professional way, and to make good sound decisions for both of those entities, the members and the co-op, and to look for the future of, you know, I talked about reliability before, there's also sustainability of this organization, and that is a prime objective of board members.
Jim Henderson, what do you perceive to be the role and responsibilities of the Chugach board members?
I take in my position has been we're a sounding board. I've taken significant attention to know what's going on in the industry-wide, electric industry-wide, and nationwide industry, and actually worldwide, because I've seen a good portion of the world. Probably the most essential thing that I see of a board member is to communicate. And I'll give you a real quick example. One day, because one of the things I enjoy doing is flying, we were going from Rio to Lima. At about 20, right over the Andes, at about 26,000 feet, we were down really significantly low on fuel. When we at that approach, I said, guys, we're going to make this approach. I'm flying it. If anybody has any problems, I want you to speak up. Please speak up. Everybody's involved. Everybody's going to get there at the same time. The optic here is to communicate, period.
Thank you. Mitch Roth.
I second everything that everyone else has already said. I think we understand what the basic role is here. My special interest would be listening to the members and working to educate members using the resources that Chugach has available to learn about what the possibilities are and how things can be done differently, more efficiently, and cleaner.
Thank you. Question number five. We're counting down here. Okay. Question number five. This time we'll start with Harold Hollis. What do you think is the most important issue facing Chugach?
I think without a doubt it's the acquisition and integration of MLMP. That is an effort that needs to be very carefully approached. Good decisions need to be made. And the integration portion of that is really the key to the success. It has to be a win-win for employees. It has to be a win-win for both organizations. And I believe that getting over that hurdle will make Chugach, the co-op, much stronger, put us in a great position as the premier power provider, not only in this area, but certainly for the entire state.
Jim Henderson, what do you think is the most important issue facing you guys?
It's the consolidation of the two. And I've said this over the last few weeks, and it's become my experience in mergers and acquisitions, or mergers anyway, because I was in three and consulted on two. One of them was the Pan Am Northwest merger. The success rate here is almost impossible to believe. There's a 70 to 93% chance this work won't work, will not bring anything to the table. This is a crapshoot, and we need to be there. Here is five studies that talk about the failure rates of mergers and acquisitions. We have to be ahead of it. We need somebody who's been in the middle of it. You know, and what, as a consequence of my branding itself, they did retain an exceptionally good firm, and I think we have some good chances of succeeding. The odds are against us, guys. We're going to work hard.
Mitch Roth, what do you think is the most important issue facing you guys?
Well, short term, the merger/acquisition is unquestionably the main thing that we're going to have to deal with. I have a lot of questions about this and would certainly like to know more about what's going on. The rate increases that MLMP has already had approved are big red flags to me that there's some issues, financial issues of some sort going on with the generation of the power. So, yes, there's, we have to live with these decisions that have been made as far as power plants that have been built and fuel contracts, but we need a vision to move forward in the long range, and that's where my promotion of renewable energy comes in.
Thank you. Rachel Morris, what do you think is the most important issue facing Chugach?
Sure. I think the most important issue facing Chugach is, at the end of the day, how do we remain Chugach? So yes, we have a big merger on the table. We are still responsible, as all of this MLP acquisition conversation is happening, as all of these decisions are made, we're still responsible for keeping the lights on, making sure that the power is there, and making sure that our employees are safe. We've made some big promises with this merger. We're going to bring a huge number of new co-op members into our culture. We have a great culture at Chugach. We have a great service record. We have a great safety record. And yes, we have a big merger, but at the end of the day, I want us to come out on the other side and still be Chugach.
Thank you. Question number six, Jim Henderson, if you could start with this question. If elected, do you have a priority area of interest where you'd like to focus?
No, I'm going to stay in the finance side because that's where I have my predisposition is. I have bring to this organization mergers and acquisition experience pretty much unequaled. I don't want to see us fail. And the odds are seriously, we only have about a 20% chance of succeeding at bringing in much at all. And the thing is that when this consolidation happens, we will not be Chugach anymore. We'll be something else, and we need to make that even better.
Mitch Ross, if elected, if elected, do you have a priority area of interest where you'd like to focus?
Yes, thank you. I printed out this chart from the last annual report that shows the percentage of renewable versus natural gas generation. It's 86% natural gas, 14% renewable. My focus area is to invert this graph and achieve at least 86% renewable and remove the natural gas down to 14% or less. So this is a long-range vision, and it's not something that's going to happen overnight and likely to take more than one term on the board. But if we don't start, it never will happen.
Thank you. Rachel Morris, if elected, do you have a priority area of interest where you'd like to focus?
Yes, I'd like to focus on membership engagement. I think the decisions that we are making today that we've all talked about have long-range impacts. Some of the ratepayers aren't even born yet that are going to benefit from what we do today. And I think it's very important that we continue to have great participation in our annual meeting, that people come to our candidate forum, that people understand that they are the member owners of Chugach. I think one of the things that we've learned and some of the information we put out is people don't necessarily recognize that they own this co-op, that our members have an opportunity to join our committees, to be part of our board, to serve, to have their voices heard. And I think we really need to continue a strong push for membership engagement as we make all of these important decisions.
Thank you. And finally, the same question. If elected, do you have a priority area of interest where you'd like to focus, Harold Laws?
Yes, absolutely. And Jim, I'm gonna be a little counter to your thoughts on the mergers and acquisition. My experience with them has been the integration has been quite successful with a number of different companies. In fact, I'm going through two of them right now, which are both successful. I am optimistic about that. That's a short term. That's over the next several years. We will accomplish that. In the long term, I think the most important thing is maintaining excellent service reliability to our customers and also keeping those rates down. If we want to do other things, and particularly with renewables, we need to keep the rates down so we have the opportunity and the capital to be able to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. We'll go to Mitch Roth for this question. Question number seven. What do you think is the biggest electric energy issue for the rail belt? Again, what do you think is the biggest electric energy issue for the rail belt?
Okay, I think it's the piecemeal nature of the transmission line network, where each of the utilities owns different parts of the transmission line network, and this was originally built to deliver energy, electricity from the large generators to their customers. If we want to transition to renewable energy, we pretty much have to reverse that by developing renewable resources and putting those resources onto the grid without a lot of penalties. And so reorganization of the transmission grid is the big thing for me.
Thank you. Rachel Morris, what do you think is the biggest electric energy issue for the rail belt?
I think it's how we all work together. I mean, I think it's a complicated issue. We all have responsibilities for our particular members and how we solve these problems moving forward about the ability to do economic dispatch and the ability to maintain efficient, effective, and ever-increasingly sustainable energy resources and the infrastructure for all of us to work together.
Harold Hollis, what do you think is the biggest energy issue for the railroad?
Well, I believe the biggest issue is the price of fuel. The gas price is such a huge factor in rates, and we do have some control of that. With the merger, we will have access to less expensive gas with the Beluga field, and that's just one piece of it. I think, as has been mentioned by others here, there are efficiencies to be gained with working with the other utilities, and a lot of those efforts have gone on for quite some time, but I feel very confident that more ground can be made and progress be made in bringing those efficiencies to bear.
Thank you. Jim Henderson, what do you think is the biggest energy issue for the rail belt?
Well, I need to, first of all, the studies don't indicate failure rates. This is Forbes, this is Harvard Business, this is KPMG, this is Pricewaterhouse. The failure rate is significant, folks, and we have to work hard. The important thing is that we don't bury our head in the sand, and we do work hard to make this work, because we need to give some adult to this rail belt organization and the organization and bring everybody together. And if we can bring two of them together, we can bring three of them together. If we can bring three of them together, we can bring four of them together. And if we can bring four of them together, we can bring five of them together, and then we're all working together. That's the challenge.
The last question in this round, we'll start with Rachel Morris. Anchorage voters just approved the consolidation of Chugach and MLMP. What do you feel is the biggest challenge to the consolidation, to this consolidation as it moves forward?
I think we've made a lot of commitments that a lot of people, a lot of entities will have value out of this deal. We've made commitments to our ratepayers. We've made commitments to the residents of Anchorage. We've made commitments to labor about how we're going to move forward and do this acquisition. And I think it's going to be important to do the due diligence to make sure that we get the value out of the deal for everybody, that we're able to actually create value in this merger.
Harold Hollis, Anchorage voters just approved the consolidation of Chugach and MLMP. What do you feel is the biggest challenge to this consolidation as it moves forward?
I think the biggest challenge with all mergers and acquisitions is integration of the two entities. You have to have alignment with employees. You have to have alignment with customers. But if the employees particularly do not integrate, If the arrangement's not set up so that they can be successful, they feel like they are part of the team, they feel like it's a win-win for them, then, as Jim said, a lot of them do fail. I feel that's where I can bring some experience to the board in integration of mergers and acquisitions, and I know that I feel very confident that we can be very successful with this one.
Jim Henderson, what do you feel is the biggest challenge to this consolidation as a good forum?
Well, I'm taking it seriously. The amount of work here is astronomical. There are numerous things that they need to bring up. Inadequate due diligence, that's a challenge. False sense of security, that's going to work. lack of involvement by the people. And the studies here say 23% of the people here drag their feet. That's one out of four in this total consolidation drag their feet. And when they drag their feet, this thing doesn't work. Lack of involvement. Recognizing cultural synergies and differences and not doing it. Cultural differences are so serious. I mean, I can go through every airline that I ever saw. The last one is don't stop communicating. You cannot communicate enough.
Thank you. And Mitch Roth, once again, what do you feel is the biggest challenge to this consolidation as it moves forward?
Well, I agree completely with Rachel about commitments that have been made and promises that have been made, specifically no loss of employees and no rate increases. And those are big commitments, and I hope that we're able to meet them. But there's a tremendous amount of work involved in trying to figure out what the commitments actually mean in terms of, as I mentioned, MLMP has rate increases that we think we know where those rate increases come from, but the effect on absorbing those within TUGACH is hard to determine. So yes, this is certainly going to be a challenge on the financial side. I think the personnel will work out fine.
Thank you. We now go to the next segment of this format. And would anybody like to take a glass of water at this point to take a break? Okay. I'm going to turn to the audience and ask, are there any questions from the audience that the audience has for this group? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move to the next segment. We're picking up pace here. Okay, we're at the closing statements portion of this format. In closing the meeting, we'll have each candidate make a closing statement. Candidates, you have up to 2 minutes for your statements. And we will begin with Harold Polish, just staying in the rotation.
Okay. Thank you. Again, I want to thank TUGACH, the board members, and the management for this opportunity to run for a director position on the board. I am very, very interested in that. I believe that I bring some qualities to the board that will be valuable over the next few years in making sound decisions for the future of TUGACH. I have a personal commitment to the board, a personal commitment to our members to put their interests first and foremost. And that is in providing reliable, low-cost electricity across the entire TUGACH network. As I mentioned, I bring sound business decision-making to the board, and I will use my best efforts to make sure that we do make sound decisions. This is an exciting time for TUGACH. There are challenges. We all know that. I am committed to meeting those challenges, working with the board, working with management to make sure that we lay out and we plan and implement a future for TUGACH, not just in the near future, but long term, in the best interests of our members and the best interests of the co-op. Thank you.
Thank you. 2 minutes for a closing statement, Mr. Jim Henderson.
excuse me. You, the customers, members, are the owners of TUGACH. You, the members, our community, and the TUGACH people are the first priority of TUGACH. TUGACH's greatest strength is being a not-for-profit, member-owned cooperative. We are and will provide the best energy service for all of us. And that includes the whole railroad we can get there. TUGACH has motivated, dedicated people who make remarkable efforts at getting problems identified and solved for you. My goal is to maximize those attributes and to make TUGACH the most viable, member-centric, trusted energy expert in Alaska. My career has been in finance and aviation. I've worked for three companies involved in mergers. I've worked with several companies that were being merged. Our team has been retained to structure mergers of multi-million dollar major airlines. I've traveled six continents extensively. I've been given a global view of problem solving in every corner of the globe. I bring that knowledge to Chugach so that we can be better, so we can be the best for you. We must find ways to provide electricity that lets everyone in this community thrive. It's not the cheapest. It's what everybody can, so everybody can be there. This requires creative, imaginative approaches, including a pursuit of all economic funding and generations resources for the future. I bring an agile, creative, risk-tolerant, and open mind to our table for you. I want to continue to work for Chugach. Again, that's five tenets: safety, member service, social responsibility, team spirit, because that's what makes everything work here, is the folks sitting back there, and endeavor. Endeavor through bold initiatives and innovative spirit. I'd like your vote. Thank you much.
Mitch Roth, 2-minute closing statement.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the people at Chugach for their storm response over the last few days. That was a pretty heavy blow, and we didn't have much of anything happen in Girdwood, but by the time I drove in, I played tennis on Wednesday, and there were trees that had already been cut up, and we'd been hauled away, and everybody had their power back on. We never lost power in Girdwood. So, great job, and I'd like to have Chugach keep performing at the level that it currently is, if not better. My vision for Chugach is 100% renewable energy production. Kodiak, Juneau, Cordova, Sitka, Ketchikan, and there's others on the list, are already there. The problem is scaling up these smaller utilities to the size of the rail belt. The technology exists. We don't have to invent it. We just have to do it. I think that all of us are more than well qualified to make contributions to the board, and this is my particular focus for the long-range vision, is 100% renewable.
Thank you. Rachel Morris, 2-minute closing statement.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today. Thank you for your participation. And if you're watching this on the YouTube channel, thanks for your due diligence on the candidates. We've had a pretty good discussion here today, and I hope that I've given you a sense of who I am, the type of board member I will be, and what I care about for Chugach. I also have a Facebook page about my candidacy. It's easy to find, so you can look there if you want more information. And if elected to the board, I pledge to do the work, come to the board meetings informed and prepared, and to participate fully and professionally. And I hope that after this panel, I have your vote. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the forum here, and so we're just going to transition to the close here, if I could. Thank you, everybody. The Chugach Annual Meeting takes place Tuesday, May 22nd at the Denina Civic and Convention Center. To the audience, the food is fabulous. Please attend. And we're finished with this, but I would like to make it just on a personal level. I'm going to take some indulgence here. If the board members, current and board members, could stand up, and we just acknowledge them in the room, if we could. Thank you. Thank you. And that's it. That closes this out. Julie, unless I've missed something, we're finished here. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Candidate. Thank you so much. Oh, and we can't leave yet because this is an official meeting, and somebody has to adjourn us.
Bettina.
Okay, thank you all for your participation, and we will see you all on May 22nd at the annual meeting. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.